You know, and by the way, God wants, listen to me, God wants to strike fear in the hearts of his enemies using his people. Amen. He wants God's enemies to be afraid of us, and they are. Look what Deuteronomy 2:25 says. This day will I begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations that are under the whole heaven, who shall hear report of thee and shall tremble, the Bible says, and be in anguish because of thee. You see, God, part of God's ministry when it comes to God's people is instilling fear in the hearts of his enemies using his people. He's like, I'm going to cause them to be afraid of you. They're going to be in anguish. Their hearts are going to melt. They're going to be scared of you. That's why, folks, you know, it makes no sense when Christians are scared. Perfect love casteth out fear, the Bible says. God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. Go to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter number 2. He says, I want to begin to put the dread of thee and the fear of thee upon the nations. I want people to look at you. I want the haters of God to look at you and just be afraid. Be very afraid, right? You're like, I don't know, I've heard some pretty bad comments out there, Pastor. And some people, they're just, you know, aren't you scared that they're going to come and do something? They're butts chihuahuas. The enemies of God are like chihuahuas, folks. They bark a good bark, but not even then. They can't bite. And one little, they go whimpering away and they're just scared. Why? Because they have the dread in their hearts of us human beings, right? You know. By the way, the Sodomites are compared to dogs. You know, so that's a good comparison there. All right. Look at Joshua chapter 2, verse 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the waters of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites. And they were on the other side, Jordan, Sihon, and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. So look, are they afraid of us because we're just these crazy Christians? We're just so radical? No, they fear us because they know God is with us. Amen. It's God whom they fear. And they know if God be for us, who can be against us? You know, they can say all manner of evil and revile our God as much as they want. They wouldn't say it to his face.